on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. No matter what part of the Central Corridor you're listening to Rosie on the House on, whether it's CAF and Flagstaff, KGVY in Green Valley, or anywhere in between, including KNST in Tucson, KQNA in Prescott, KTAR in Phoenix, or CASM in Sedona. The one central toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Miss Zum Brennan is our call screener today, who's standing behind the screen. Her husband, Stan, is sitting in here, who is kind of our Maytag man at Rosie on the House. If something comes up that you have questions about with a Rosie-certified partner, he's the first point of contact, as well as running Rosie Remodeling. We also have Mike behind the glass choking on a cup of coffee right now. And in studio for the Landscape and Garden Hour, we've got Jerry Harper of the Harper's Brothers. You're one of three.
That's right.
John. Jeff
and Jerry. Yep.
How did y'all split up? Because you've got Jay kind of does the retail, Jeff's the grower, and Jerry's the landscape installer. How did that all split up? Did you have to draw straws for that?
You know, just
arm wrestle, pecking order,
just
the family birthright.
Yeah, you know, it was just kind of a natural thing. You know, we all kind of gravitated to what we liked the best as far as those parts of the business. I don't know. You know, no, we didn't. We didn't fight over it or anything. We did fight a lot when we were younger, but not about that.
How much age difference is there in the three of you?
There's 6 years between Jay and I, the oldest and the youngest, mm-hmm. and then Jeff's 2 years older than me, 4 years younger than Jay. So, yeah.
And the history of the Harpers goes back to 45. Oh, well, probably longer than that, but the nursery itself.
Yeah. Grandparents started the business. Back in 45, was kind of started as part of the World War II Victory Garden concept. My grandfather started growing plants and stuff to support the war while he was a Phoenix fireman, and grew to love it so much and get so good at it that he actually had people convince him that he needed that was his calling. So that's where Harper's Nursery started. And 1701 East Thomas Road, back on Brake Axle Alley, Thomas Road, back in the 40s, when the country club that's just down the road was in the country, and the high school called North High just down the road was in North Phoenix. You know?
Pretty far south now.
Yeah.
And all. As it relates to development, growth of Phoenix.
Absolutely.
And we're talking today, it's the 4th of July, and just like everyone else, we had our grills out active last night. Rosie's going to be joining us here in the next hour from Springerville. He's up in the White Mountains right now and online with the remote equipment. But we live out northwest of Phoenix, outside of Wickenburg, a little bit between Wickenburg and Surprise. So when it's a project to come into town. So to make it worthwhile driving in for the fireworks, we didn't want to come in late at the time most of the kids are going down. So we came in a little earlier, and we were on Dad's gas grill. We were cooking cheeseburgers yesterday.
All right.
And he's got a four-burner gas grill in his barbecue hardscape, and what better topic for a 4th of July weekend and talk outdoor grilling. We also have, if you got our Arizona Republic article in your Saturday morning paper, there's six individual items we'll be talking about here later in the broadcast that we found in the National Hardware Show. Now, there's six in that newsletter, but we have about 20, or in that newspaper, there's about 20 different items we will be covering that are new. We actually hit one earlier, the iGrill that is a phone app. They got an app for that. You stick your thermometer in the meat, and then you can gauge your meat thermometer while you're walking around off of your iPhone doing other chores around the house. Or if your favorite sports game is in the fourth quarter and you just can't quite leave yet to go check, you can check there on your phone to see if you're burning or you're just right so you can hang on to the next play.
Sit in the comfort of your air-conditioned house and be barbecuing outdoors.
There you
right?
go, and watch what's
Burn
going
all
on.
The heat outside.
With all the heat out, yeah, exactly.
There hasn't, that I'm aware of, been a study that would show that. How much heat gain an electric oven puts in your home versus how many BTUs you use burning outside with no heat gain. I mean, you've got to be saving a ton of energy.
I would think so. I mean, even like, what do they do, say, with electronics, with computers in these rooms that have all these mainframes and everything? They have to cool the heck out of them because all that equipment really heats up the room and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'd imagine that that, you know, everything that you got going on in your kitchen and your house.
Well, you're cooking at 350, you know, 300 degrees in an oven. You know, all of that heat is going to be pretty much dissipated throughout your mm-hmm. your home. I mean, that thing's not vented to the outside, so it I'm sure produces a substantial heat gain.
We covered the difference between, or not necessarily the difference, but charcoal versus gas. And we had mentioned going to a break that you can get certain special burners that have natural gas or propane. Those dual option, I mean, $1,000, $2,000, $10,000. What kind of ticket comes with those kind of options?
Well, with a nice big fancy stainless steel five burner grill,
LED lights,
and the infrared burner on the back that works great when you buy the rotisserie and you want to do all that stuff inside. The grill alone, you're probably looking in the $1,500 to $1,800 range. You know, but then you've also got the stainless steel utility doors, and you can do the sliding drawers. You can do the outdoor refrigerator, or even just ice chest, or any of that. But you know, going back to the kitchen thing and the heat thing, most of the grills that we put in today, also we put in side burners too. You know, so you can be doing more than just your barbecuing out there. You can also be doing your side dishes out there too. So you're really not heating up. You're not having to turn the range top on. You're not using the oven on the inside, but you're not using the range top either. You know, you've got the side burner out there. You could be doing, like, say, fajitas.
Beans are hard to bake on the grill.
Let's say fajitas, and you've got a pan out there, and you've got your veggies all cut up, and you're sauteing your vegetables in the side burner, and you're doing the meat right next to it on the grill, and then you've got a place where you can just serve people right from that spot too.
And they've got
beans that'd be a great.
And they've got built-in condiment dispensers
that you can build
right into the countertops that have all of your condiments right there, and you're at your cooler, so that the chef can be multitasking to a pretty high degree when it comes to cooking.
Yeah. So, like, for example, like this, we just completed a barbecue grill for somebody that has that big fancy stainless steel unit, and it's got some utility stuff and side burners, and then it's, extended countertop with a bistro table so people can kind of slide up underneath and a sleeve for the umbrella and all that. And that unit cost in the about $55,000 to $6,000 range to build all that in, and that's with obviously a concrete counter and block and stucco construction and barbecue light and all that kind of stuff too. So that's the thing. You can go big and extravagant, or you can go simple, and it just depends on what, if you're going to be using that stuff, and what kind of budget you've got, and what kind of space you've got, and just. There's something out there for everyone.
Exactly.
Generally speaking, we don't spend a lot of time talking recipes, but this is a home improvement show, but every homeowner's got to eat. And I tell you, when we bring recipes up, it's always one of the most popular things or cooking methods. I mean, it just, people can't get enough of it. It's what we talked earlier. You've kind of a pizza expert with your cast iron on your indirect heat on the grill. But what's your favorite thing to cook out on the grill? Yeah,
the thing, I knew you were going to ask that question, and I really...
Do you need a minute to think about it?
My answer is I love to go out there and cook. But probably the meal that my family enjoys the most on the grill, especially because I've got a daughter who's really picky about food, skinny little thing that doesn't ever eat, is salmon. We do a salmon on the grill, and we do it like it kind of blackened. So my wife will put the whatever kind of seasonings on there that'll crisp up real nice, and we'll do the salmon on the grill and have a nice blackened salmon. That's mm-hmm. probably the favorite family one.
And doing research for this broadcast, we came across the Himalayan salt blocks that are these inch thick rectangles that you're supposed to like put your fish on, and this salt block does something to it for flavor. Have you seen those or used them at all?
No, I have not.
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, then I won't ask you about that. Do you have a favorite, Stan?
I was just going to, just as Jerry was talking about it, I'm thinking salmon. That's our favorite as well.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a green egg, and when we prep our salmon, I always soak a container of alder chips for about an hour, get them good and wet.
He's a purist.
I'm a purist. And then just before we put the salmon on, I'll dump those alder chips on the coals, you know, put the salmon in, and then I close down all of the air chambers on the green egg and just let that smoke just permeate in. And, oh, man, it puts a gorgeous golden color on the salmon and wonderful flavor. And, oh, man, it just it's great. That's our favorite.
See, we haven't even talked about smoking.
No.
You know, and talk about – I've got a smoker, too, and, you know, I'm just starting to get into that. But, like, even barbecuing and smoking together, what we'll do is we'll smoke our ribs and then finish them on the barbecue grill. So you get the smoke, the true pure smoke for several hours of slow smoking, and then just that nice little crispy and burn on the barbecue sauce at the end, you know, kind of thing, too. So
good stuff. Yeah. Good
and stuff. In cases like that, I mean, that's a great reason to go gas or an electric smoker that's got the cubes, because if you're doing it all as a purist where you were smoking and then grilling it later, it takes a long time to get a smoker working good.
Oh yeah,
set up. I mean, so you don't want to, if you're going to put the time in a regular smoker to put that on, I mean, you better have like 3 or 4 meals ready to put on there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And
make it worth your while.
Exactly.
Yeah. And all day, you know, cause it's, you know, most of these smoking recipes call for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours worth of smoking, you know, so
you're there all day.
I can't imagine the timing issue of getting that smoker set up with natural wood or natural fuels, and then the barbecue grill with natural, and, you know, coordinating that whole thing would be.
That's when you need your iGrill. You know, when you got an 8-hour smoking process going, you can go shopping, you can go wherever, and come back and see what's going on with it.
So you could be at Costco doing your grilling.
and monitor what's going on at home. Yeah. Perfect.
If you burn it at home, you'd always buy some more while you're out there.
We got to buy a replacement. It's great.